Each week, Valerie Brown Kuchera brings us Little Spouse on the Prairie, the show where she pokes affectionate fun at her husband, her kids, her home, and her rural life, even though she loves them all fiercely.
Joel's a saver to the point that he will continue to wear shoes until they are not much more than a few strips of worn leather clinging to a sole. I'm as budget conscious as the next person, but when the bottoms of Joel's work shoes are
slicker than the snot on a doorknob,
as a friend of mine used to say, the hospital bills when he falls off a roof he's shingling outweigh the cost of a new pair of shoes. Besides, I'm not a fan of seeing his big, hairy hammer toes any more than I have to. I don't have pretty feet either, but at least I make it a point to shave my toes from time to time. Beyond that, if Joel's only buying one new pair of shoes per decade, it causes me a lot of guilt about the new pair that I buy roughly once a week. As I've discussed before, my teenager now wears the same size of shoes that I do, so really I'm buying shoes for two when I shop.
Whatever.
There's something to be said for maintenance. I mean, once you let something get run down, it costs more to restore it than it does to keep it up consistently. I mean, maintenance is all I'm doing with my shoe wardrobe. If I were to let down my guard, my shoe collection could become dilapidated, and I just can't let issues like that sneak up on me. My husband has a pair of red and what used to be white high-top athletic shoes from 1976. Apparently, this is the most comfortable pair of shoes he's ever worn. He feels an attachment to these shoes that rivals his attachment to me. I'm not jealous. Really, I'm not jealous. I mean, I was only 4 years old when he bought those god-awful shoes. I can't account for his tastes back then. It's just that I wonder sometimes why he needs to hang on. Although I store them in a scented garbage bag, they retain the odors of 4 decades of wear. At least we don't have to worry about dog poo getting stuck in the treads since those wore off in the late 80s. Although I pride myself in open-mindedness and honestly facing our histories, no matter how painful, I decided recently that perhaps the time had come to get rid of the red and what used to be white shoes. I had allowed Joel to relive the glory days of that footwear a number of times. After all, he may keep a few photos of old girlfriends in a trunk, but there's no need for us to display them on the mantle. So, as casually as I could, I threw the shoes into the trash. I thought, Joel's a reasonable person. He'll understand that the time has really come to move forward. Now, our trash is picked up on Thursdays, so I was a bit taken aback when on Friday of that week, I noticed the red and what used to be white shoes beside the back door. I have been getting more forgetful in recent years, but I was fairly certain that, as of Thursday morning, those shoes had been placed in a brown paper sack, put into a black plastic lawn bag, wrapped in duct tape, surrounded by dirty paper towels, and then nestled among eggshells, food wrappers, and potato peelings in the garbage can out back. As I drew near, I realized that now, not only were the shoes imbued with the spirit of 76, they also radiated the stink of modern putrescence. I want to reemphasize that I am not the jealous type. Nor is drama a staple of my personality. But at that moment, I honestly questioned whether I could continue to coexist with these unwelcome interlopers in our marriage. If I hadn't been so loath to touch them, I might have flung them outside in a fit of rage. Also, a niggling doubt crept in. He's had the shoes for decades, and we've only been married less than 10 years. Who's the real interloper here? Should I really be issuing ultimatums? For now, I'm predicting that the red and what used to be white shoes will meet an unfortunate but completely accidental end when they fall into our backyard fire pit later this summer. This is Valerie, the Little Spouse on the Prairie. Follow Little Spouse at facebook.com/littlespouseontheprairie and on Twitter at spouseontheprairie at Valerie Kuchera. Tune in next week.
Little Spouse on the Prairie airs at this same time each week. It is a production of High Plains Public Radio, written and voiced by Valerie Brown Kuchera, with music by Kelly Works, and produced by Angie Hafley. More Little Spouse on the Prairie episodes can be found online at hppr.org.